What's up, creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Patro, and I'm joined with my co-host, Samuel Daddy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just a little unwell.
And we're going to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
100 years ago, no women in the world.
We give out our year-end wrestlers 2 awards. If you want some, come get some John Cena. What? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? And as always, we'll leave a micro, nano, subatomic, particle-sized room for cream. All that on this episode of Wrestling.
I got it. I started reading it and then I realized I have to stop.
Yeah, what the hell, bruh?
I don't know. I haven't done it. I'm off my game.
Welcome back, creamers.
Creamer.
Sammy Daddy, Have you watched any wrestling in the past week?
I got to be honest. We had Christmas last week, you know?
Oh, yeah.
For those that celebrate.
Yeah.
We have New Year's this week for those that celebrate.
No doubt.
So that's just busy. That's just this weird time. I know it's a cliche joke, but it's that weird time of year. When like you don't know what day it is and stuff,
yeah.
And I when I talked to you last week, I was under the weather,
yeah.
And I'm feeling it a little bit today still, so it's kind of I feel like I've been in like a fever dream. So that long explanation is yeah, I watched some of World's End, and it feels like it was like a year ago just because I've been in bed. Or on like a couch sleeping strange
well, what
hours.
What did you think of the amount of of World's End that you did watch?
That was great.
I have a question about World's End, and I was talking about this to my wife when I was watching it.
Yeah, I thought it did great.
Is
you watched it?
The title, yes, the title like a grammatical error? Okay, because in my mind, it's the end of the world, right? So it would be world apostrophe S. End, because end
the
is
world's end.
Possession.
Whose end is it?
Or
it's the
is
world's.
It the, and the way they have it spelled, it would be the end of several worlds. Am I right
because
about
there's
this?
No apostrophe.
Right. So,
but wouldn't apostrophe still be after the S then if it was multiple worlds?
I'm not sure, actually. That's
if like
it
was, a plural
if it was
possessive.
The end of, yeah, maybe.
So how
or,
do they
what
spell
if just
it?
Telling, or it could be a statement, you telling somebody, hey, dude, world's end. They're not around forever. Then
what,
that would be, then they would have it spelled correctly.
So it's worlds, just it's the word world, which is the word world is the word word with an L in it, but there's
that's
also
a,
an S
that's
at
a
the
really
end.
Great point to bring up, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, well, I've been meaning to. That was going to be my room for cream, but
well, I apologize about that, and I hope you can.
No,
me.
It needed to be said. The sooner the better. I guess I don't know. I never paid enough attention.
Creamers, if any of you are teachers, which I'm sure you are because we're known for being having a very smart fan base, why don't you comment below and let us know if they had a grammatical error or if you believe that what they're saying is, hey, guys,
yeah, tell us what they're saying.
Do end.
I think that's what they're saying. Now that we've spoken this out loud a little bit.
Somebody that works there would have had to been like, hey, bruh.
What's the point of the name? I don't really get it.
I don't either. It's just the end of the fucking year, so they call it something with end in the name, I guess. It just makes me think of that Simon Pegg movie.
Oh, World's End?
Yeah, At World's End it's called.
Oh, yeah. I was at World's End, so you could even pull that shit. I was not. Where were they, Chicago?
Yeah.
Always.
Your fucking area, though.
I'm closer than you.
Yeah, you're Midwest, and you're in Cleveland, the city that you live in.
You'd have to fly.
I'd have to fly. Or I would have to take a very long car ride, but you know how I would do with that. I'd get lost again.
You'd get lost again.
Not worth
it. You're still in Portland?
I'm still in Portland, yes.
All right, good. Well, so you found it and you've planted your roots.
I found it and I have settled in this city. I'm now a Portlander. So
I don't know if that's what they
got
call
an address.
In Portland?
In Portland, Oregon? The city that I live in.
Did you watch any wrestling? That was like I told you. I've had a weird 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
I watched
you watch?
Dynamite last week and the Collision that was after it. So it was just a half an hour of wrestling. And then half an hour of something of like a preview for the pay-per-view.
Well, yeah, like the pre or.
Yeah. And then I watched I didn't watch Collision on Christmas.
Well, who did?
I don't
You know,
think.
let's be honest.
Yeah, I didn't, but I saw results and I was like, man, why would they do all this stuff on a day no one's watching? And then I watched the Pape and I watched maybe like three or four episodes of Lucha Underground. Yeah.
Oh, random ones or at the beginning?
The beginning.
It's a slow, I don't want to say it's a slow start, but it's definitely different than what
It
it
is. It
becomes.
is. I think it
It's not
really starts
bad.
kicking into gear once Brian Cage rips that belt in half. I feel like that's when it starts getting interesting
Yeah,
for me.
about halfway through that first season. Is that what
Yeah.
we're talking?
Yeah. But it's worth it to get to. I
Oh,
mean,
it's great. I mean,
it's
it's still
not,
not
I'm not going to
bad.
complain about watching Chavo Guerrero's
And
matches.
it's laying the groundwork for the rest. What was I gonna, I was gonna say something else though. Oh, about the Dynamite Collision Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah.
WWE taped stuff for that week, and they had a Carmelo Hayes won the United States title on SmackDown.
Oh,
So
yeah, that's
people were
right.
surprised
Yeah.
that they would do it. My favorite was somebody I saw, and I just assume every post is fake and just a farm engagement.
Yeah.
I learned that. But my
You're
favorite
on the
post,
internet.
I wanna pretend it was real. And the guy's like, it's ridiculous. You guys are putting out these spoilers about Carmelo Hayes winning the US title and da da da. And he had a picture of him with the belt. And then every comment was just, hey, you just spoiled this for me.
Right.
But I
Right.
think that's what they were doing. And it's like misspelling something on purpose in your post or saying the wrong thing.
Right.
I
Or
don't know.
being like, oh, my favorite Star Trek character is Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Just
And he's not even in that movie.
no, he's not. He's in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah. I think he is. Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
I've
so
heard it
that's the
before.
wrestling that I watched.
And you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every minute of it. Well, I wouldn't say every minute of it. I think that most of going into World's End, the only matches I really cared about were the two Continental Classic matches and the World title
Yes.
match. But that's not to say that the rest of the show wasn't good. I think the women's tag title match was very good.
Yeah,
And
they had that one match. I mean, I've seen what happened for what I missed.
word.
But there was the was it like eight man and woman tag match?
Yeah, the mixed
Like
nuts challenge or something
that
like that.
doesn't need
No.
to be a pay-per-view match
No,
really.
but it was
But it
fun.
was fun.
Yeah.
It
I
was
think it
like
was good to kind of transition
break up
into
the
something
monotony.
serious. Yeah. It was funny. And I enjoyed it. My buddy, Johnny Arson, hip hop
My buddy.
legend of your
My
city.
buddy too.
That's right. Friend of the show, hip hop legend, Johnny Arson,
Yeah.
was messaging me during the show and he said that was his favorite match.
I believe that. I could see that being those are it wasn't my favorite match of the week, but a lot of times those matches are right near the top for me.
They're fun as hell.
And it was different. It's different. You know, you're gonna have maybe two, three matches for an AEW show at least, where
Yeah.
it's gonna be bloody and violent and brutal.
No
You
doubt.
know, you're gonna have maybe one or two or three matches where the wrestling's a lot of false finishes. You know what I mean? Like you kind
Right,
of
right,
know what
right.
you're.
The kind of
It's still
my
good,
kind of wrestling, yeah.
but you know what you're getting into in a good way.
Yeah.
Where that was like, all right, here's the curveball. Here's the.
Yeah. And
That's
I
like the
think
indie. That was like the indie match. I
for
would call
sure.
it. That's like an independent
And part
match.
of what I think was fun, made that fun, is the indie wrestling aspect kind of thing of it, of having Toni Storm and Orange Cassidy, like
Yeah.
they're both just characters interacting and doing fun shit together. Because like seeing Toni Storm interact with the entire roster is very entertaining
Well, that's
because
always
she's
great.
just such a goober.
That's all you need.
Word.
Just give me Toni Storm walking around. I was thinking, I'm like, damn, she was, you know, fighting. She had
Everyone's
the, oh,
coming.
that's her. She's here. She was at the top for so long that I did have that segment where I'm like, oh, damn, she's doing just like an eight man
Sure. No,
woman,
I know.
mixed
I thought it
nuts,
was in
whatever.
the pre-show, and I felt that same
But
way.
she still makes it work and she's still entertaining. And unless she's just the greatest actress they have, she looks like she's having fun with it too. I
Yeah,
mean,
I think
I
so.
don't know. We're not
Probably
in the
both.
business in that manner, but I'd be willing to bet that, like, all right, no pressure. I don't have to have the match of the night. I can just go out here and have some fun with my friends.
Absolutely.
And that's all I want to do.
Well, Sammy Daddy. Well, first of all, Creamers, why don't you comment
Creamers.
below and let us know which wrestling you watched in the last week and why
Yeah.
you think Toni Storm is great.
Yeah, tell us.
Sammy Daddy, do you want to get into the main segment of the show where we hand out our yearly wrestlers to awards?
Yeah, I'd
All
love to
right,
do that.
but first we have a quick
Yeah.
commercial break. And then we'll get right back to the regular planned show.
This episode of Wrestle Cream is sponsored by Derek's Drippin' Wet Tacos. Real tacos, real wet. Right now, you can get little drippies for $1. $1. You should go there. Don't go there. I'm serious. Don't. God damn you. If you go there, you're already somewhere else. That place is Ronnie's Dirty Water Hot Dogs. There is no change of address. There is no warning. One step is tacos, the next step is hot dogs. Ronnie's is not just visiting. It has taken residency in the parking lot of Derek's. And so has Ronnie himself. And right now, Ronnie is running a special. Oh, you didn't know? It's buy one, get one free chode dogs. They're short. They're thick. They make eye contact. Once you get your lips around one of those things, it's game over for your taste buds, baby boy. Beautiful little baby boy. Now, Derek would say his tacos are better. That's not true. Ronnie would say the hot dogs are better. That's also not true. Derek hates Ronnie. Ronnie sleeps in the cart. You cannot eat both. You will eat both. Derek's dripping wet tacos. Ronnie's Dirty Water Hot Dogs. Same location, different worlds.
So, Sam.
World's end.
We're going to need you to share your Sam and Daddy screen. So, Creamers, just so you understand, we've got a wheel here with 40 names of professional wrestlers. And those wrestlers are the awards. We're going to award those wrestlers to
awards.
For example, I'm going to pick somebody who's not on here, okay?
Yeah, pick somebody that's not on there.
Danhausen.
He's not on
say
there.
Say it lands on Danhausen. We would give the Danhausen.
I'd give him the where are you at award.
To the where are you at award.
Yeah. Where you been at, man? We miss you.
Yeah, we miss you, little buddy. So that's the kind of thing that we're doing. And we have this list of 40 wrestlers. These are the top 40 wrestlers in the entire world, according to the WrestleCream voters.
Yeah, don't vote or die.
You heard him. All right. So, Sammy Daddy, you want to spin that some bitch?
So what are we doing? We're doing 10 of these?
We're going to do 15.
As the wheel spins, 15?
Yeah.
Will you hear that?
No. R-Truth.
I'm going to remove him so he doesn't get any more.
Do you want to take turns?
R-Truth. I figured we both...
All right, we both have our own awards. The Hot Joe. Well,
we can each do our both, but then if like you're just like I have no idea, or if I'm like I have no idea, then we just
they only
get the one. But do you have something for R-Truth?
I think R-Truth gets the comeback of the year award, comeback story of the year, or like or underdog of the year kind of award.
Because them getting rid of them and then the crowd support
or most loved.
I'm gonna give him the getting your flowers. Award.
Perfect. That's
because luckily it feels like he. Well, that's why don't we just do it that way? We'll just try to figure out what award we want to give somebody.
Okay.
You can say what you're thinking. I'll say what I'm thinking. If we disagree, we disagree. Whatever.
I think that's perf.
But yeah, I think luckily he was. I guess it was bad. He was in a spot that they were going to get rid of him, but then he got his job back because everybody likes him so much, fans and co-workers.
Dads. Oh yeah, co-workers. Right. Not dads.
Whatever. Well, I mean,
dads actually hate him.
No. I don't think that's
you're
true.
A dad. Sammy Daddy.
Yeah, see? I don't hate him.
Is that
we love
Sammy
him.
Daddy?
Yeah, it is. It is. Right. You want another one?
Which wrestler is next?
It's spinning. The wheel is spinning, and it ends on... Oh! Swerve Strickland.
What would Swerve Strickland get? I would personally give him coolest wrestler award.
He is pretty cool.
I feel like that's his whole thing. He's very, because sometimes when he's on the mic, I'm like, he's not the best talker. He's not a bad talker, but he's just, what makes
that's
him
fair.
Cool is that he's just fucking cool.
His attitude.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
His outfits.
His
and he's a rapper.
As they say.
You want to give him coolest?
I want to give him coolest wrestler.
He might be coolest. Yeah. I think I'll
Which
second.
Which sucks if we get Orange Cassidy, because I don't know what the hell we'll give that guy.
Not coolest.
No, probably cutest. But anyways, that's for another
that's
time.
That's close.
I say we give Swerve Strickland the coolest wrestler award. But what do you say?
Coolest wrestler. I'm fine with that. I don't really have an argument. He does. I always like when they do special gear for like the pay-per-views. So he does that, and those are always cool.
Yeah, for sure.
I like his, I don't, I'm not going to act like I listen to his music, but his theme songs that he does that I know.
Yeah, I like.
Or his theme song I like.
His new theme song I like. I like his old one, too.
I don't want to say I don't like it, but I'm just not used to it because I'm so used to the other one. I like the other one so much.
When I drive.
Yeah. But yeah, he's cool. And the way he moves in the ring is cool.
We like the way he moves. Da-dun-dun. That's what I always say.
I agree. I'm spinning the wheel, though, while we're talking.
Spin that, baby.
Just to have the next one ready.
Let's turn that baby into a... spin that.
Oh. Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Oh, man. I guess. I'm trying to think. So what did he... I'm trying to run through the year. He lost to John Cena at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then he beat John Cena at SummerSlam, and he's been fighting Drew McIntyre for a while.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say, I don't know how you're gonna have to help me with the proper terminology, but I'm well, like when we were making this list, he should be one of the first names we think of, and we didn't.
But we also acknowledged that we just assumed he was already on there because he's Cody Rhodes, for God's sake.
Kinda. Yeah, but I still think there's something to it that, like, it's like, I don't want to say underwhelming because he hasn't been like bad and he'll cut a good promo. You know, I don't have to explain Cody Rhodes to anybody.
No, yeah, people have heard of that guy.
But, and he's going to be in that Street Fighter movie and stuff. So he's fine. He's good. But I want more in 2026 award.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Should we give him the. Not, well, I couldn't call him the not enough award. That sounds like he's not good enough.
Yeah, I don't want to say that. Everything he's done has been fine.
What if we give him the give me more award?
Give me more. The give me more award is what I think we should give him.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to give him.
You have earned the Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, something like that. It's confusing. Well, that was our third award already. Wow.
Well, yeah.
The wheel keeps spinning. Oh.
Just like time.
Oh, Christian Napier. One of my favorites.
Wow.
He's going to be independent wrestling one to watch.
Independent wrestling one to watch. You have earned the Christian Napier.
Yeah. He, him with his Vandal 48 family.
Yes, which is him.
Atticus is GCW champion, I think, still.
Right.
Otis is doing a lot of stuff, so you're going to see them on the rise, and he's going to be, I guess we had it as Christian Napier, but I would say it is Vandal 48, too. They're going to be one of your big indie groups.
Yeah, for sure.
In 2026. 2026. And next. Oh, it's your favorite Hangman.
He is my favorite Hangman. Hangman Page.
Adam Page. Or just put Hangman Page, but still. Anyway.
Let's see. What
Hangman.
I would say we
so what
give
did he
him,
do this year?
I would say we would give him...
What did he do this year?
I want to give him the Hero of the Year award. Because I feel like
he's made amends.
He's had a hero arc. Exactly. And he became like the sheriff. Like when he was the AEW world champion, he played the character as if he was like the sheriff in town and he's going to take care of the place. And I feel like he is I don't want to say anything bad about anybody from WWE because I don't watch it, but like,
I will.
I think he's the best good guy of the year. Like as far as the character of his okay. baby. Like, and so I want to call him the hero award. I'm going to give him the hero award.
That's fair. Especially like who else would be a good
Cody
guy.
Rhodes would be one I would think.
Yeah,
would.
But he does those things where he plays the line too.
Oh, he does that stuff.
I guess Hangman does too, though, but it's different.
Yeah,
because the places are different. All right, what is it officially? You think Hero of the Year?
I say we give Hero of the Year Hero of the Year award the Hangman Adam Page.
Yep.
He's also
every
my
time you say it, it confuses me.
Except for the Young Bucks.
Oh, the who? Oh, never mind. I went too far. Oh my gosh.
Gregory Iron. Wow.
I
give him to.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Comeback of the year.
That's good.
Because he has so much cum on his back. Got him. No, because he was never going to wrestle again. He didn't know if he'd ever perform, and then he comes back and wins the championship.
There's wrestling and also cream involved.
That's what he was talking about that whole time. We just found that out.
He was talking about his back.
But yeah, I think Gregory gets the comeback wrestler of the maybe decade, but we're not doing those today. We're just doing for the year.
Yeah,
but he wasn't.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he got hurt at the beginning of the year,
I think, or maybe even last year.
Did we do the show over there this year?
You're right, we did. But he was hurt then, wasn't he?
He was hurt, yeah. But that was at the beginning of him being hurt.
Okay. I don't remember. Either way, the little guy came back and he won himself the ESW championship?
ESW, I believe.
Yeah, Empire State Wrestling heavyweight champion in his very first match back.
And he wasn't even going to ever wrestle again, maybe, and then
he
did.
Right, we weren't sure if that little bugger was ever going to come back into the ring. He was hurt so dang bad.
No.
And then what do? He comes back in and he beats three other men and becomes the ESW champion.
Yeah. Proud of him. Proud of you. Proud of you, Papa of the show. Is that what you called him?
The father of the show, Papa.
Father of the show. Oh. I was hoping this one would show up. CM Punk with a t-shirt on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're shooting, brother.
I don't know. I feel like, and I'm not trying to, don't think I should be involved in this one.
Why?
Because I don't think I should be. Oh, wait, I'm out over there. All right, fine. I'm just going to be as Phantom goes.
You don't like him.
I don't know if this is going to sound dumb to you, but I think maybe Veteran of the Year award.
Okay.
Because I feel like he has that old man. But like, you know, still has got it. But he has a t-shirt on.
The chip is off his shoulder a little bit.
Yeah.
And
he's got his life partner in there with him. I'm sure that makes him happy. So I think he gets the Veteran of the Year award.
I think that was very nice of you.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to give him the
Piece of Shit of the Year award.
Hit the gym. Award because what are you doing wearing a t-shirt? Kevin Nash said that's lame, and I agree with Kevin Nash on everything.
Definitely had a little bit too much coffee.
Oh, well, if he's blaming the coffee, then never mind. No, I like where you were coming from, and I think the Veteran of the Year thing is fair and appropriate.
Thanks, man.
So, yeah, Veteran of the Year. We'll give it to him.
All right. How many have we done?
We've done 7.
Oh, yeah. See, there's 33 in there. Okay.
And there's results over here for 7. Oh, I'll go first.
Okay.
Because I wanted this one on there.
I think you should pick this one. And the reason is because I know that at first your whole outlook on him was that you didn't get it and you thought that he was not good.
I didn't care. He's changed your mind.
So I'd love to see
I think you should decide the official award he's awarded to or whatever, but I'm gonna say I was wrong. I see it now. I can see clearly now award.
Ooh.
That I wasn't buying into it. I didn't really care. He was Will Ospreay's friend,
right,
that would lose every week.
Yeah.
And now he has become, I guess, so I mean, I'll let you decide the official, but I guess he would be breakout star of the year. Is that normally what you would give somebody like him? Like this was the year he really made the name for himself and cemented himself as a top guy? Because if he fights MJF on Dynamite this week, I think he could beat him for the belt.
No, for sure. I do think
or
he
Mox
could be the next
or whoever.
He
just lost to Mox.
But being said, I do feel like that the fact that you didn't get it at first, and then and then one day it clicked with you.
He's good.
I think that's what the award should be based on, because that's a very unique circumstance out of all these names in here.
Yeah, probably. No, that's fair. Like I said, I never disliked him. It was just like, this guy's boring. What's he doing?
I felt that way too. And I don't remember what show it was, but I was watching a Ring of Honor pay-per-view. I don't know what it was, probably like 2024. And he was on it. And his gear was like inspired by Jushin Thunder Liger. And I was just like, this guy's actually good as a single guy. That was the first time I'd ever like thought, oh, this guy's good. And,
When he was doing the tag team stuff, I saw some of that.
I thought they were all right.
It was the tag team. And then they would do the trio. Didn't they do the trios match here? Or was that somebody else? In Cleveland, sorry.
IDR. The city that you live in.
Didn't they fight? I thought they fought like Death Triangle or something here. When they first came around.
I could see it.
What was their name? What was their name? Their tag team?
Or Aussie
their
Open.
Yeah, I thought it was them.
And they were members of the United Empire.
Yeah, that sounds right. And it was awesome. I thought it was the main event.
Agreed.
So whatever. Like I said, as far as the single, whatever, Kyle Fletcher, I'll call him break. I won't, not rookie because he's been around for a while, but like breakout star, comeback of the year. No. I see it now. Award.
Okay. I can see clearly now.
Yeah, I can see clearly now.
Clearly now award. You have won Kyle Fletcher.
Yeah, I agree. I was hoping his would come up so I could admit it. I got no problem saying I was wrong or I didn't. Yeah. I didn't see it, and now I get it.
No, you're an honest man, Sammy Daddy. We all know this.
Gunther. I mean, I would think something along bad guy of the year. No.
Yeah, something like that, or like, yeah, I would say, yeah, villain of the year.
I mean, I know it just happened, so there's that recency bias or whatever.
True, but he is a good villain.
Tapped out John Cena.
Yeah.
Well, what did he do? And he beat Goldberg, which everybody was fine with, but still. Did he?
What if we give him like movie villain of the year? Because he lost to
Jey Uso at WrestleMania, right? But then he beat Jey Uso later.
Right. And if Gunther was a villain in a Rocky movie, I would buy it.
Yeah. No, Gunther is 100%. Like I said this about, I don't remember what episode we talked about, but I heard somebody, maybe it was like DDP or somebody. I don't remember. I saw somebody make the comment, but I made this comment about Samoa Joe weeks and weeks and months ago, but Gunther could wrestle in any era of wrestling.
Yeah, no, for he sure. I remember you saying that. Yeah.
Because I remember saying it about Samoa Joe. Maybe we said it about Gunther too.
Definitely said it about Samoa Joe. Yeah. That's what I do remember actually.
But yeah. So Gunther, like, I think that's a fair way to say it, is he's a movie villain because he fits in. He could be in a Rocky movie.
Right.
Or like the 80s action movies, like Die Hard or whatever.
He could be a
90s action movie, like The Matrix. I guess that's 2000s maybe, but whatever. Or do your 2000s. I think it was 99, right? Yeah, I was partying that year.
Yeah, I remember you calling me and saying, bruh, it's about to be 2000, and all these jabrones think that the millennium is going to cause all the planes to crash because
but they're not.
And you were right, you called it. Everybody was wrong.
I knew that. Make sure to reset your computers. All right, Gunther's villain,
Movie villain of the year. Movie villain of the year is Gunther.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Won the Gunther. Ooh, Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill.
I'm not sure because I have literally not seen any of her work in WWE, and I don't know what to say.
It's similar to what you saw before.
Okay, but how do they present
champion?
Her?
They present her very similar.
Because she honestly, wins. I'm sure she loses SmackDown. Sometimes, right?
She has. I think with the tag team, she would lose.
Okay.
I don't remember. But yeah, she's lost as far as I remember.
Right on.
I would say, oh, have you seen her? She has that cut. She got that cut on her face.
No,
that was wild. You want to see it?
Yes.
I'm sharing my screen. I can show you. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Injury scar.
Scar from fucking Lion King. Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. You weren't ready for that, were you?
No.
You should feel bad now. You should feel bad that you don't respect her work.
I never said that.
You said that. That's what you said.
I didn't.
So now she has like that
thing. I didn't say anything about her besides I hadn't watched her wrestle this year.
Yeah, you should respect her.
I do. I know.
Oh, the steps. I think it was the steps.
Oh, man. That's what knocked John's. That's what fucked up John Moxley's tooth.
The steps?
Yeah.
We got to get rid of those, man.
They're no good.
Anyway. She's getting injury of the year.
Okay.
Because it wasn't anything. It's a very serious injury and they put their lives on the line and I understand all that, but hers looks cool. Cause now she has that cool scar there and she seemed to handle it pretty well. Cause she's the baddest. She's that bitch. Is that what she says?
I think that's what she says. Okay. That
was 10.
Injury of the year award has won Jade Cargill.
Yep. Oh great. Jimmy Uso.
Okay. He's the less popular of the Usos, right?
Yeah, he's. I want to give him the other brother of because Jay had a big year.
Yeah, he won the world title.
Solo seems to be his. Don't forget, Solo Sikoa is his brother.
He seems to be
finding himself.
I did not know that they were brothers.
Really?
Yeah, I just thought they were cousins or some shit.
No, those ones are brothers. Those three are brothers, and I think there's two more. But I don't know if they're there. And the whole, well, it's weird. You would think you would be into the, what do they call it? MFT, My Family Tree. Because it's Solo. It's like a bloodline knockoff. It's Solo, Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa. What's the tall one? Hikaleya.
He's there?
Yeah.
He's been there for a while.
Tala Tonga? Is he Tala Tonga? And Jeff Cobb.
Okay, well, he's not related to any of them, but...
No. I don't even think any of them are Samoan.
Really?
Well, I think Haku's...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They're adopted. He's like the adopted father of Tama Tonga, but Tongaloa is his kid, and Hikaleya, I don't remember. So Jimmy Uso, the whole point of that was Jimmy Uso, he's got to do something.
The other brother
They did just win the tag team belt yesterday, so now they're kind of coming back together. But Jimmy Uso's the other brother right now, and I'm sorry.
The other brother award has won Jimmy.
Yeah.
Uso.
There it is. So that was number 11 that we've awarded. Okay. Oh.
LA Knight.
LA Knight.
Whoa, okay. So what award would you give LA Knight? Has he done these...
They just
Slim
took
Jim
him out.
Awards and stuff like that, Slim Jim ads this year?
Yeah, I thought so.
What if we could give him marketing or like some kind of spokesperson of the year?
Genius of the year.
What do you say? What did you say?
Marketing genius of the year.
Let's give him marketing genius of the year award.
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy enough.
Genius of the year award has won.
Has won LA Knight. I love it. He got those advertisements on the table. Who regrets that at all?
I don't know anybody who would.
Rhea Ripley.
Now, I know she's probably one of the most popular women's wrestlers. Her and I would say Toni Storm and her are the two most popular women's wrestlers in the world, right?
I think that's fair.
But I don't know how this year was for her. Wasn't she injured or something?
I thought she got beat up a little bit this year.
Okay.
So she's kind of been in and out of the picture. If I was going to give her... She's not doing anything bad, and she was helping Io fight Asuka and Kairi Sane and whatever throughout the year. So she was helping her there, and she had title matches and all that. I'm going to give her the Let's Get Back on Track award.
Okay, good idea.
Because I want the mommy that comes out and destroys people. No more smiling.
Hell yeah, I like
Come out there and be mean.
Eddie Kingston was in the running for that award as well, but he wasn't on the list.
He didn't make it. Well, he wasn't voted for.
I know. It's kind of crazy. The Creamers don't even like that little guy.
He's our favorite.
He is.
Oh. Another woman that's quite popular.
Yeah. Women's champion.
And a championship material, Chris Statlander. What do you think? You give me this one.
Because
I have an idea, but you have a better idea.
Well, what's your idea? Because I can't think of how to word my idea.
I was thinking that she's hitting her potential.
Okay. So like
finally. I don't want to say finally.
Yeah, no, I know. I would say finally.
She
never was the women's world champion before.
She's the champion.
Yeah.
She
beat Mercedes Moné.
Beat Mercedes. Did she beat Jamie Hayter twice now?
I don't know. I know she beat her once, but I don't know about twice.
I'm trying to think what else. Didn't she pin Toni Storm in that four-way to win the belt?
She did.
I mean, that's big.
Right.
So I think she's finally, we can either say potential or she's getting her due.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of, like what you're saying is what I was thinking too, but I just don't know how to word it the right way.
So
what should we just say?
The potentially due award.
That sounds like it would mean something else, though. Like, not anything particular, but it doesn't sound like...
Do, potentially.
What if we give it... We could call it the Brass Ring Award.
Okay.
Because she got to reach out and grab that brass ring.
She did
ring.
It. She got it. Pow. And she did it. Good for her.
Good for her.
A brass ring award wins somebody.
Chris Statlander. The Cosmic Killer.
We're only doing 15, right?
Yeah.
This is it.
This is the final award?
Final award.
All right. Wow, and it lands on my favorite wrestler. The Young Bucks.
The Young Bucks.
That's funny, man.
I'm going to close this.
What do we give to the Young Bucks?
We don't need to look at that anymore.
No, we don't need to look at that anymore. The Young Bucks, I say we give the Young Bucks get rewarded to the Wrestler of the Year award.
I give the Young Bucks the $100,000 prize, most money lost this year award.
Okay. I say that because they're two of them, they can get both rewards, both awards. Or both awards.
I give mine to Nick.
Because he's the one who lost all the money.
I feel like it.
Okay, so the Best Wrestler award and the Biggest Loser of Money award.
Yeah.
You guys have won the Young Bucks.
The $250,000 loser award match.
Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know who you would give those awards or who you'd give those wrestlers to. What
wrestlers would you award?
You would award those wrestlers to.
Who would you award?
And what'd you think of our list?
Yeah, what happened?
All right, well, Creamers, we got to go to a quick commercial break from Derek's Drippin' Wet Tacos.
Hot dog! Hot dog! Hot dog! Hot dog!
New year, new dog. Now available at Derek's Drippin' Wet Tacos, what many are saying is the area's best chili dog, the Wet Dog. 100% original and 100% available now for a limited time only.
He's doing hot dogs now?
I guess he's got chili a hot dogs. Dog on the menu now. That's very interesting.
Bold for a taco place, but I respect it.
I know. I talked about it with him earlier, and he was saying that there are two hot dog related items are now on the menu item, or there are two hot dog related menu items now on the menu. One of them is a standard hot dog for hot dog traditionalists.
Oh yeah, of course.
And the other is a taco where the protein is a hot dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, I love wiener and taco. That's been my thing since I was a hot teen boy.
I could walk.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What's the John Cena quote of the week?
John Cena quote of the week. When we find ourselves going through hell, we have to keep moving. If we stay put, we will never get out.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
My match count is a number that sounds like 720. And my match of the week. I'm going to tell you my match of the week right now. It might be yours. I don't care.
Okay.
I liked Moxley and Kyle Fletcher.
That's a good choice, dude.
I had a feeling you might pick something else, but I thought that was probably... For me not watching regularly and just kind of seeing the pay-per-views and stuff like that, it was like, oh, I know these guys are good, but it felt like a little different in Mox is changing.
Right. I think that's
his
awesome.
Character and his style.
Yeah. And how he's like, you know, I mean, in the Continental Classic, if you have interference, then you're fired.
Yeah. And so what's the deal? What about the, what's the deal with the screwdriver though?
I know, but that wasn't another wrestler interfering, but I do agree that that doesn't make any sense.
If you can't,
but I'm all right with it because it does make the story.
The
now
story was
Okada
I do like the story.
Over Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita.
Yeah, those are both really good. Those are probably the ones. Those are the ones that I watched the most. And then I said, like, my last that day, along with the rest of the last 2 weeks, has been like a fever dream. So I kind of vaguely remember this and that here and there. But that was my favorite.
Until the Continental Classic of this year, my tournament. Like my favorite tournament of the year this year was Best of Super Juniors from earlier in the year.
Yeah.
But now it's the Continental Classic is just so good. I just think that instead of it being for that belt, it should be like the G1 where you get a title shot.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine.
And they should make it like you get a title. I know that the Owen Hart Cup gets you the title shot at All In. Maybe this tournament should get you a title shot at Double or Nothing.
I was going to say, so that's All In. So that's in like September. So yeah, then you do one at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That makes sense.
But it's still very fun to watch because, like, if you want like sports oriented storytelling, the Continental Classic is that because you have it's a round robin, so now you earn points from winning.
And everybody, yeah, and it was cool. I like
Mox lost to fucking Claudio. That was
they were
crazy.
Showing the points at the bottom during their matches. Exactly. Like that's cool.
I think that's a little legitimacy. All the time, it's super interesting.
It adds a little legitimacy to that.
Absolutely. My match count for 2024.
Yeah, what is it? Tell me.
910 matches.
You got to watch 90 matches before.
I said that to my wife and she was like, just give me this look. But I wanted to get one more so that I could have 911. But what can you do?
We'll just watch one match tomorrow.
I know, but then I'm going to
because then the match count stops and it restarts.
That's true. All right. I might just have to do that and watch after midnight.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know what that show has to do with anything, but yeah.
You my 900th match.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize.
Was Son of Havoc and Ivelisse versus Chavo Guerrero and Sexy Star from Lucha Underground.
I remember that one. Does Chavo turn on her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hits her in the head with a chair.
Bam. Wrecks her.
And he beats the F out of her. That was my 900th match.
That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Matt Cross, Ivelisse.
Yep.
Chavo Guerrero. And
Matt Cross,
one.
We were next to him in the merch table at
the old wrestling show
selling merch right next to where we were interviewing Creamers.
Yeah, he did great. He's the best.
He's
one of the best.
My match of the week.
Yeah, give me it.
It was going to be Kyle Fletcher versus John.
Yeah, see, and that's fine. We can have the same match.
But I'm changing it because I also really, really, really liked Takeshita versus Orange Cassidy. I said Kyle Fletcher, but I really liked Takeshita versus Orange Cassidy, the Blue League Dynamite match from Christmas Eve. It was very good. So I'm going to give it to that.
Well, you're allowed.
But I do think that match was fucking something else. The Kyle Fletcher versus
Moxley. Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah. But I mean, he broke his goddamn tooth.
He killed him.
Yeah, he dropped him on his nag.
He killed him.
Yeah, he's dead.
Well, that's
rest in peace.
Dead boy.
Do
Lee
you have a room for cream, Sammy Daddy?
Yeah. So
do you want to go
know.
First, or do you want me to do one of these three room for creams first?
I want to be done. I just want to enjoy it. Who has three?
We have three special guest room for creams. Yes.
Oh, that's great. No, I'll go first just to get out the way because mine isn't any good, but. It does kind of piggyback off that because those creamers sent it in. I don't know what the numbers are of like who watches our show or listens to our show. Like I see on YouTube, I guess
it's about a million listeners.
So obviously we know the main players. We know our Derek's and Ronnie's and Eric's and stuff like that.
Johnny Arson.
So we know our main players, but
Russell Ruggs.
Go support him on Instagram.
Yeah.
But so we know these people.
We have to get him on the show.
But that, yeah, we will. We will set that up. I will talk to his people. His people talk to our people.
He could be the first guest of 2026.
Okay. I'm answering for him, but yeah, that's cool.
Right.
I'll do that.
I mean, Russell Ruggs, going to be the first guest on Wrestle Cream in 2026, the year of super kicks.
But you didn't know that was what it was going to be.
Nope, they didn't. All right. But I'm sorry I didn't interrupt you. Please.
No, you're fine. Please. I just wanted to have all these secret creamers kind of start interacting more.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
Who are these secret creamers?
Right. These secret creamers out there.
That's fine. I get it. You don't want to interact, but like,
I know I do the same thing on a lot of channels. You know, I'm not here to talk and make friends with this community. I just want to get the content for God's sakes.
And that's fine too. If you want, I guess. Yeah. But
if you want us to make a little bit of money.
Interact.
Yeah.
Send us money.
And then we can quit our jobs and we can make you even more content, for God's sakes.
Oh, I mean, I guess there's that aspect of it that would be very cool. I just meant, might as well interact. We'll hang out with you on the internet.
I would like to quit my job.
Well, yeah, that's, oh boy, you're telling me. And the only other thing I have is on YouTube, people put up these whole blocks of Adult Swim from back when it first started.
Uh-huh.
and it's literally just like all the episodes and the bumps in between and the commercials. And I've been watching that a lot lately.
I've seen that on there. That is really cool.
It's wild. What's on the internet?
Trippy and nostalgic.
It is. I forget about shows and anyway.
And you know that like if you know it's not like if you were to put on up gameplay of like a Nintendo game and you're like Nintendo's definitely going to copyright trick me. Yeah. I really don't think Adult Swim.
I'm surprised. I don't think they care. The only ones that I would think would like be like Family Guy and stuff, but I haven't watched any with those on it.
That's a very good point.
But it was like
Disney owns it now, technically.
Baby Blues.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it used to be a comic strip.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I forgot about that one. Home Movies, but that one I remember.
Yeah.
Soul of the Mole Men. I think that was one of them. Tim and Eric, not the show, but the cartoon one.
Oh, Tom Goes to the Mayor.
Yeah. It's just crazy what's out there. You can go find old stuff. There's something I got to tell you about off the air that we're going to do something with.
Porno?
Yeah. All right, I must have told you already. But so my room for cream is, hey, secret creamers and just not secret creamers. Keep interacting. Let's have some fun in 2026, the year of Super Kicks.
Come on, guys.
And go on YouTube and watch stuff that I like. But give me. I'm curious now. What are these three room for creams from these other people?
Okay, so we're going to go with the first special guest, room for cream.
Hello there, Cream Nation. It is the first homegrown woman of the AIW Academy, Jessie Blair, coming in.
Whoa!
It's a little bit of room for cream. I want to give a warm thank you to Hot Joe for putting my match as the match of the week last week. It's very high honors. Set a pretty high bar for myself, but I'll get past that. Eventually, I will be both Hot Joe's and Sammy Daddy's match of the week. Now, room for cream. We had the holidays happen. We had Festivus airing your grievances. I have a grievance with not only Derek Stripping Wet Tacos, but also Ronald Two Legs, Dirty Hot Dog Water.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The combination of the hot dog water and the salsa verde from the Dripping Wet Tacos gets everywhere, not just from the buildings and carts themselves, but from the customers dropping their dripping wet salsa verde, dripping wet hot dog water all over the floor. And
that's fair.
Hot Joe, I don't know what the weather's like in the city where you live in, but the city where I live in, Cleveland, it gets pretty cold and pretty fast. And I don't know if you know this, but the combination of salsa verde and dirty hot dog water is much more slippery than traditional ice water. Now, my finger is tanned, and I got to tape it up like the Great Muda, but I don't have any mist. Either someone get me in with the Great Muda in Tajiri and teach me how to mist, or I'm going to have to shut him down. I don't know. Alrighty, but thank you all, and I hope to see you soon.
That was great. I had no idea.
Well, now, first of all, I'd like to say I don't condone the spillage of Derek's Drippin' Wet Tacos drippiness.
Well, what are you going to do?
Or the hot dog water from Ronnie's Dirty Water Hot Dogs. I don't even eat at, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm going to be honest with you, Creamers. I don't eat at Ronnie's Dirty Water Hot Dogs because he does not have vegan hot dogs.
Oh, I do.
So maybe you should open like Sammy Daddy's delicious water taco or fucking hot dogs. But I would also like to say thank you, Jessie Blair. We appreciate you. We love you.
That was great. I had no idea.
And hopefully she sends in ones every week.
Yeah, if you're not too busy.
Also, in Portland, the city that I live in, Portland, Oregon, the weather is always rainy.
Frightful.
And that's about it. It's just been pretty rainy. And so it's already kind of slippery out there. But I guess if you were to pour Derek's Dripping Wet Tacos,
salsa verde,
a combination of that and and the dirty water from the Ronnie's Dirty Hot Dog Water, whatever the hell it is, water, and you mix those together and you spill that all over the beautiful Portland ground, I think I would trip. I think I would slip. I'd hurt my
I don't think there's anything you could do about it either.
And as far as the Great Muda and Tajiri's mist powers, we will get you in contact with them.
Well, you're close.
Both of them are actually executive producers on the show.
You're pretty close to them. You're closer to them than we are in Cleveland.
Word. I'm in the Pacific Ocean. Yeah,
she hit like three or four things. Waters.
I know. He's from Fox News. He's a real piece of shit. But Jesse Blair, not a piece of shit.
Nah. No, that was great. That made my day.
Yeah.
She said three and I couldn't do the math. And now I can't.
Because you were always thinking two.
I'm like one plus one and one is three. But I was thinking two. But go. I digress. Please.
Okay. Well, then I guess we'll go to the next
one. Give me the next one. I know who this one is.
Oh, hey, boys.
I knew it.
Ronnie Two Legs here. A little bit of pain, boys. I was trying to get the hot dog cart unloaded, and I think I pulled my back or something.
So uh-oh. That's my trouble.
My this week is lift with your legs, as they say.
Coming from Ronnie Two Legs.
So no hot dog cart today or for a couple days.
He's closed.
One, it's snowing, and two, I can't stand. My back is hurt. So yep, don't find the hot dog cart. In case you're looking for Ronald's Dirty Water Dogs, I'm just not there today. Maybe not tomorrow. So try back like after the new year. Let's do hot dogs in the new year. All right, forget about
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
yeah. 2026, the year of hot dripping dogs.
Wet ones. Jesus Christ. All right, I'm out of here, boys. I've said too much already. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Control.
He seems like he's getting madder and madder, and not in like the American way where you mean angry, but in the British way where you mean insane.
I love him.
I love that guy too.
Worried about him.
He's like a son to me.
Because I feel like at first it was just like, you know, he came on the show and then he would contribute and stuff like that. And it was like,
I have come.
Right, that's what he said. And then he would do whatever, and then but like it's slowly, like if you go listen to his first like one or two Room for Creams and then you listen to his last two Room for Creams,
yeah,
I think he's fucking losing it.
No, I know, he doesn't even like, normally he was giving us something to discuss like Jesse Blair, but yeah. Now he's just telling us about his day,
which but maybe that's what he needs, which is fine.
Yeah,
it's a safe space.
It is.
That you can talk
is.
About whatever you want. You can ask a question or like, so that it's not breaking the rules or anything, but it's just, I'm worried.
It's breaking his back.
I worry about, I'm not worried, but I worry about him.
Okay. I get you.
Yeah.
But Ronnie Two Legs, I'm sorry to hear about that. And I think that this is probably the worst timing possible for you to not have your hot dog cart open, considering that Derek is now serving hot dogs in the restaurant. And since it's wintertime, I would imagine that people who want a hot dog and they're in that parking lot are just going to go into Derek's and sit down in the warm.
Because he's got a chili cheese dog.
Dining room.
Or something. A chili cheese dog? Is that what he said in the commercial? And a hot dog?
Okay. Well, Mom will do my Room for Cream, and then we'll end the Room for Cream segment with Derek.
Okay, give me yours. Cream.
Of the final Room for Cream of 2025, the year of our lives.
Oh yeah,
is that I have an idea that I should probably not be springing on you on the show, but I'm doing it anyways. I feel like we gotta at least, I don't know if we want to do it monthly or something, but I feel like we should do live shows. We should stream live at some point.
And can people interact?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to. So when I was working at Audio Bay Studios over there, the podcasts that were there, they were streaming live, and they would have a number for people to call. And, you know, we have the Bluetooth thing set up here. So the Creamer's number, they can call, and we can actually have people call in
live to the show. On YouTube?
On YouTube, and I was thinking Twitch.
I don't know how to do that. What do I have to do?
You don't have to do anything.
Oh, then I don't care. Yeah. Oh, shit.
So next year, at least like once, doesn't
we'll figure
once
it out
a month, but well, I think
maybe we'll
we
do a quarterly or something.
Plus I would probably, I mean, then we don't really have to do any editing, you know?
Yeah. I'm not I like it. I want, my Room for Cream was about people interacting more, and maybe that would be a way to get people to interact. Maybe the
we
live
put our things together and we have a,
maybe
hot
the live thing will make people interact more. But we're getting more people interacting.
In fact, Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know if you'd like to see us do a live show, and if we did, would you interact with it? Would you call in if we had a number up that you can call in and
what time of day should we do it at?
Yeah, what time of day should we? Are you asking me or are you asking the Creamers?
I was telling them.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let us know. I mean, because we'd love to do it. Yeah.
Should we do it at in the daytime
or the
nighttime?
I mean, it's different here because right now in the real world, it is what, 10 o'clock p.m. for you?
I don't know. 10:05.
And it's 7:05 for me.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
No, it's a lie, Steven. A lie. That's from Nacho Libre.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Nacho Libre, the movie Deathmatch.
That's right. The champion of the
fictional of the movie Deathmatch.
Cinemania.
Cinemania.
Yes.
With Derek Dillinger and Katie Arquette and world famous referee Charles Van.
Yeah, that was one of our best shows.
Wow, that was episode 50.
And we've already gotten 10 more episodes since then.
At least.
This is the 11th since then.
Is this 61?
It is.
Oh, I can't wait till episode 6-7. I hope it's still cool then.
That was super
cool. I'm doing the thing.
You deserve the Swerve Strickland Award, if you ask me.
Gunther did 6-7.
Did he really?
He did it. He was facing, I think, Javon Evans on like a house show or something.
That's funny. It looked like.
And he did it. And then he did like the FU, you know, when you like,
yeah.
I don't know what you call that move.
This?
But where you put your hand in your, in the opposite of your elbow.
I don't know how to describe it. But
fuck you. It's the fuck you without the
finger.
Yeah,
but not the middle finger or the British thing.
Yeah, we don't know what that means.
That means fuck you. Or something.
Fuck you.
They go,
fuck.
They go, up yours,
fuck
mate.
You up yours with a rubber hose. That's what
now
they
you're
say.
Talking. Now you're speaking my language.
That's what they say. Oh, British?
Oh, yeah.
That's
from
your
British
language.
England. And now we have Derek Dillinger.
Yeah.
From the show.
Best friend. Creamsman extraordinaire.
Hello, Creamers. This is number one of the show, Derek Dillinger, and I'm calling for a little RFC today. And boys, you might as well call me Ebenezer Cream because I got a change of heart. And this change of heart, it's for old Ronnie Two Legs.
Oh,
what?
You pervert. Ronald, I'm sorry. Again, I'm sorry. But first things first, I do want to mention there is a new item at Derek's Strip and Wet Tacos. And
what?
That is the wet dog. But back to that audio pervert, Ronald Two Legs. I'm sorry I said that. I shouldn't have said that. That's not nice. It is the holiday season.
He's
but
right.
Ronald Two Legs, I am going to lift my ban. Not in the establishment. You cannot come in, but you can DoorDash this. I do have a very special promo code for you
to try
this wet dog because I do know you love hot dogs.
It does.
That's my room for cream today, boys. I love you guys. Goodbye.
Love you, bye.
First of all, I want to say it's very big of you, Derek, to allow Ronald Two Legs this little bit of slack that you're giving him. But I will say you never said the promo code. So
yeah, I was wondering that too.
What is he going to, how's he going to get this dog in his mouth?
Well, I think it's good to support small business.
I can't wait to get my
mouth hot dog. Oh, wait.
On this one.
Shit, I fucked it up.
I can't wait to get
my mouth on this
hot dog. That was
that Ronald Two Legs talking?
Yeah. It was Ronald Two Legs.
I think to support a small business, a growing business, mind you, but
of
still
course.
A small business as Derek's Dripping Wet Tacos. And with Ronald's injury from lifting his thing, DoorDash sounds like a great idea.
I would agree.
Since he's not banned anymore.
Yeah.
He might as well just order it and do it.
And plus, actually, I think it really works in Ronnie Two Legs' favor because he is, you know, currently dealing with a back issue and physically going to the store.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot out of him.
Not a good thing to do. So,
he can just DoorDash that shit.
The delicious, Derek's delicious dog sent over
in his mouth
to Ronald Two Legs to put in his mouth.
Yeah.
And swallow would be in his best interest.
Yep. Well, I think that Ronnie would be doing a disservice to himself if he didn't DoorDash Derek's dripping wet tacos to his door.
Hell yeah!
For
man.
His, I was trying to do a thing, but I lost it.
Dick. Is that what you were gonna say?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
We're finishing each other's dumps.
Dicks.
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. And for this year, Creamers. By the time you see it, it's 2026, the year of Super Kicks. And from 2025, we love you.
We wish you
the best.
The best. I'm going to go get a hot dog at the taco place.
this word life is some shit to make you sick. Put a finger up your ass and stick one in your dick. Yeah, I'm dirty like that. Come at me, I'm raw. Yo, you wanna battle me? I fucking shatter your jaw. Bring you back for some more so I can break your fucking legs. I scramble your ass like you was 2 dozen eggs. I eat you, and I eat the whites too, it's a joke. I crack your ass and I throw away the yolk. Your brain is empty, I can see through your ears. You and your whole fucking posse is just a bunch of queers. Try to come at me, yo, your flow would slow down. You should take off your hat, you look like you're froze now. What you gonna do, bitch? Step up, now we rockin'.